We talk with a brewmaster who's part of an effort to get more women interested and involved with craft beer. Right now, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about another Wisconsin brewer. It's part of WPR's ongoing series exploring Wisconsin's complicated relationship with alcohol.
Erica DeAnda is a brewer at Wanakee's Octopi Brewing. While she's a young, tenacious woman, she describes her brewing and drinking style as being very much the opposite.
I kind of tell people that my brewing style is very much like a 40-year-old man who just discovered craft beer in the 90s. And when I say that to brewers, they kind of understand where I'm coming from. I like old school hops. I like a malty backbone. I like clarity.
WPR's Jenny Peek visited DeAnda at Octopi Brewing to learn more about how she got into the craft and what it's like to be a female in a male-dominated industry. The world of craft beer opened up for Erica DeAnda 4 years ago during a tasting class at a high-end brew pub in Oakland, California. A recent hire, the owners had DeAnda and her coworkers taste a variety of brews so they could aptly describe them to their customers.
I knew nothing about beer at that point except for I did not like it at all. You know, it was disgusting. Give me a pink drink. I don't want beer. One of our first, like, training days, they had us trying some, you know, like, really fancy bottles. And I remember trying a beer, and I just remember it had, like, this oaky kind of tart. It almost reminded me of, like, a Chardonnay. And I just was in awe that this was beer. It wasn't bitter, it wasn't harsh, it was kind of like sweet and just had all these different characteristics, and I'm like, I need to know more.
After 4 years of completely immersing herself in the world of brewing, DeAnda, now 28, is a brewer at Octopi Brewing in Wanakee and the chapter president of Wisconsin's Pink Boot Society, an international nonprofit that supports women working in the brewing profession. Well, it was a quiet day at Octopi when I went to meet DeAnda. She had a lot to say about how being a part of the society has helped her make connections and get inspiration along the way.
It's important to feel like you're connected to people who kind of are, you know, similar to you. And I think for me, it's also been a big inspiration to meet other women who work in this industry, and not only work, but are dominating this industry, especially when it's, you know, kind of a boys' club, so to speak. For me, it's always been the inspiration. I got into brewing. I was really confused as to where I was going with my life. When I found the Pink Boot Society, it was very much like I was working in a tap room. I went to my first collaboration brew day where I met a couple of women brewers out in California. And just seeing what they were accomplishing and seeing how dedicated they were to their job, it was like, I want to do that and I can do that.
Beyond creating a platform for women in the beer industry, DeAnda says the Pink Boot Society and the rise in women brewers is transforming beer culture.
I also think with the Me Too movement, sexual harassment in the brew house is kind of becoming like a big prominent issue. I've been reading a lot of stories about brewers who have harassed bartenders and things like that. And like I said, the guys who I work with are all supportive. And so I think that, you know, we can all kind of come together and be a driving force. But I think women can be a powerhouse to kind of knock some of these things that have been disregarded for so long. There's a misconception that we're like all these like feminists and we don't want boys in the club and things like that. We do. We want allies. We want people supporting us. We're just trying to encourage other people and to push anybody into the beer industry and advance women's careers as much as we possibly can.
For up-and-coming women brewers, DeAnda says to never stop trying.
I always like to say when someone shuts a door in your face, just go through the window. Don't let anybody tell you no, you can't do it. Also, don't stand in your own way. It just takes a lot of hard work and dedication. This isn't something that just happens overnight, but if you really dedicate your time to it, you can be a force to be reckoned with in the beer industry, I think.
Why can't women have a good beer drinking song?
That story came to us from WPR's Jenny Peek. It's part of WPR's project High Tolerance, a deep dive into Wisconsin's relationship with alcohol. To hear all the stories, go to WPR.org/alcohol. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Now we continue the conversation about women in brewing in Wisconsin. Ashley Kennard-Short is a brewmaster at Capital Brewery in Middleton. Ashley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
What was your road to becoming a brewmaster?
I grew up just outside of Milwaukee, so beer has kind of been part of my life, I guess pretty much all of it. So I kind of grew up around beer. I've always loved beer. Miller High Life was kind of one of the things just around growing up. It wasn't until later in college that I started drinking more craft beer and getting to some of the Pick Six, all the stuff you can just go and get a whole bunch of different beers and try all kinds of crazy stuff. I was really excited about trying new things. But at that point, I had no idea that this was going to be a career kind of move for me. So I started bartending just to pay for college. I have a biology degree from UW-Madison here. So that was kind of made sense to me to bartend through college. And I just absolutely fell in love with craft beer. I was bartending at a craft beer bar, the Old Fashioned, which is all Wisconsin craft beers. And that was just really inspiring to see all these local people, a lot of them really small companies that were making this amazing, amazing stuff. And more and more went into it and graduated and realized that maybe this is going to be where my life is going to go.
And that biology degree, I imagine, comes in handy, dealing with a lot of microorganisms.
Yes, absolutely. I always like to say, like, hey, I not only graduated with the UW degree, but I'm also using my major almost every day, which is good to say. You don't hear a lot of that nowadays.
Now, we heard in that Wisconsin Life piece, Erica DeAnda definitely saw it as a guy's club in a lot of ways. Maybe surprise when people see a woman being a brewmaster. Have you encountered that yourself?
Oh, absolutely. It's still the sheer numbers are just massive. I mean, I think it's a lot of just not that many women have been into beer for a very long time. I like to kind of liken it to women are a little more into complex flavor and maybe perhaps have a little more of a complex palate. So 30 years ago, there was almost nothing but, light, fizzy, yellow lagers, and they didn't really have much flavor to them. But now we've got, loads and loads of different styles, all different flavors up and down the flavor profiles. And so I think a lot more women are getting behind it. And so our numbers are still small, but we're getting there.
And you're involved in the Pink Boots Society. It's PBS, not the PBS a lot of our listeners may be familiar with. Talk about what you do with that and the role it's played for you and other women.
Yeah. So and I've been in the Pink Boots Society, I want to say, for about at least 6 years now. I've been with Capital Brewery. So that's kind of when I first joined. And it's a professional club. So it's for people who work in the beer industry in some way, shape, perform, but they're definitely not picky. As long as you make money from beer, and that can be, you can kind of find an alternative way by selling bottle cap earrings on Etsy or something like that, you can join. And so it's focused on educating women on, we want beer, especially craft beer, to be women's beverage of choice. But we also focus a lot on educating women. A lot of scholarship money goes towards brewing programs, business of brewing programs, and all different kind of just learning opportunities to help more women get more involved in the brewing community and find a great career there.
I want to talk about the creative side of being a brewmaster. I know at least people I've known who tried to homebrew, they go from a stage where they're like, okay, how do I replicate that kind of beer to how do I come up with my own twist? How do I put my own stamp on this? Are you at that point?
Oh, absolutely. Coming into Capital, I was going into an existing amazing brewery that had been around for almost 30 years when I first started. And we had a really good stronghold in the German-style lager category. And we still, to this day, make a ton of really great beers. But they were just starting to kind of break out of that mold and do some more ales, a handful of IPAs here and there. And actually, just last summer, we installed a 7-barrel brewing system, which our main brew house is about 35 barrels. So we do a lot of stuff on a little bit larger scale. But this pilot system, I'm kind of coming up with all brand new styles. They're small batches, so they're very experimental. This last year, I've just spent, almost a new beer is coming out almost every single week. And it's super exciting. And I have basically the world at my fingertips for ingredients, yeast, different yeast strains, hop varietals, different malting types. It's all just amazing. And there's so many things out there for me to play with.
Talking talking to Ashley Kennard Short. She's a brewmaster for Capital Brewery in Middleton. All right, you've got these different projects. If it's not an industrial trade secret, can you talk about some of the mad scientist experiments you're working on right now?
Absolutely. So, well, I guess one of them is kind of bringing back a beer we haven't done for about 3 years, and it's kind of not really reinventing the wheel, but just kind of going back to old recipes and kind of taking things that maybe ingredients aren't readily available anymore. So we're going to be re-releasing our Island Wheat beer that we've done for a long time. But just this afternoon, I was putting together I made a honey lemon ginger infused beer for a little event we have at the brewery tonight, and just kind of playing with all different kinds of flavors. It's nowadays beers are kind of anything and the kitchen sink can go into a beer. So it's fun to see all the cool infusions, concoctions, and different things people got.
So for women who might be listening and have thought about going into making beer, maybe just, you know, on their own for themselves and friends, or trying to get into the business, what advice would you have for them?
Go for it. I've found myself just absolutely immersing every part of my life into craft beer, not only working and asking for more responsibilities at work, asking to help with even just counting the beers, the beer inventory, going to beer fests, talking to brewers, asking to volunteer either at tap rooms or at breweries. I mean, I first started at Capital for free and was basically asked if I could just hose down the floors and, you know, scrub tanks, which there's a lot of that going on. And so
glamour work.
Yeah, absolutely. And they say that, you know, 90% of brewing is cleaning. So we always have an extra cleaning to do here and there. So yeah, just kind of put yourself in the right position. Go seek out opportunities where you're either given opportunities because you're that one who's always there willing to help out anytime they need a hand. And you're going to be the first one they pick when they do need a hand or where they're looking to hire for somebody. So,
and are there any exciting trends you're seeing out there in the beer world, whether they're happening your brewery or outside of it?
I think with all the really crazy stuff going on these past few years, I mean, the hazy IPAs, the milkshake IPAs, you know, a lot of really cool sour beers. It's really fun to see how like really old school traditional lagers have really made their way back around. In Wisconsin, we've always been doing that. We've got this huge German heritage that, you know, pilsners and really nice light lagers have been part of a lot of the older breweries' portfolios pretty much forever. But the rest of the country is kind of just catching back up and really starting to refine their kind of lager brewing. And so that's really fun to see that we've always done it, but it's kind of a new trend, a new thing. So that's what I've been very excited about, not only drinking, but continuing to find new ones that we haven't made yet.
Ashley, thanks a lot for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
That's Ashley Kennard Short, the brewmaster at Capital Brewery. We talked with her about how she became a brewmaster in Wisconsin and what she's doing, in part with the Pink Boots Society, to help engage more women in craft brewing.